Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Thank you for showing up here in my radio hut right here on Dakota Avenue. Doing up our Thursday talk around, one of my favorite half hours that I got during the week. I get Janet Gageland. Now I got Kathy Dickman, Chink of Bazoo. Good morning.
Quack, quack.
Good to see your smiling face. We got ducks. We got chicks. We got all sorts of things.
We got all sorts of things.
We're hopping into spring. I like this.
We're hopping into spring despite what Mother Nature gives us. And
a week from today, first day of spring.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And
so,
you're hopping.
So why are we doing this early? Right. Well, because we've got so many things coming and so much preparations to do. But this is typically the week that we do our hop into spring.
Yeah.
It is this Saturday. It is 10 to 2. Originally, the plan was, with all that nice weather we had, to have the zoo open, regular admission or memberships, get you in for everything, and the eggs, the chicks, the ducks, the outside zoo. But because we're seeing maybe some winds and things coming, mm-hmm. we needed to make a decision early. We're still having the event.
Yes.
But we're going to do it in the Nature Center.
Perfect.
So typically,
perfect.
People are used to coming in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up the chicks and the ducklings, get your Easter pictures. We have bunnies in there. So we have this in the Nature Center. You still get your eggs.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a really nice, fabulous time. 10 to 2 on Saturday. And because we moved it indoors, it is a 100% free event.
Wow.
So,
yeah, so you can't beat the price, folks.
Cannot beat the price.
That,
we kind of just want to see your smiling faces before our season. And that's going to be a good time. So
well, and it's so great to have it in that nature center, too. It's so, like, conducive to stuff
well,
like that. It just
yes,
fits, you know?
Yes, and if you haven't been to the nature center in a while, which many people haven't,
mm-hmm.
You're going to, you know, get to visit the tanks and aquariums in there with the cool animals in them and that bird-eating tarantula.
A bird-eating tarantula.
Is growing.
I bet
it
is.
And not the size of a dinner plate yet, but eventually will be. So check her out and everything else. So we have the spring animals,
mm-hmm.
the little ones.
Yeah.
That'll be on the floor in swimming pools, and we'll be sitting right on the floor with you and being able to handle and pet. And then you can also see everything else in the Nature Center in the wind display windows. And it's quite a lot to see in there if you haven't been in there a while.
You know, I'd just love to know the investment, the investment that you have, like, in memories.
Oh,
what you've given to so many people, so many generations.
You know, what great memories.
Yeah.
And every time something else comes up, I go, oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
we did this too and that
right.
too. And speaking of that, we were, as you know, up at the Fargo Sports Show.
How did that go?
The Red River
Recap
Area Sports.
Me here.
It was great. It was always a fun time to see people stopping by, new people, which is kind of our angle.
That's
there.
Your
Let's
angle.
Get you
yep.
to the zoo. And also, because this is in the valley, a lot of the people who came over went by, you know, I don't know how many went through the show. I know there's mm-hmm. tallies somewhere. Someone's got it. And stop and say, oh, my gosh, we're so, you know, we heard a lot of, and this was great because we have our outreach program.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bruce
That's
and
huge,
Melissa
yeah.
do a lot of that. And they're doing 55 programs up at West Fargo School just this month.
55?
55 different classrooms.
Whoa.
And so we've been contracted with that. We're very excited about that. And then we've also done other things. We've been to Rotse. We've been locally. We've been out to Sargent Central. We've been a lot of places this winter. And these people would stop by and say, you were just in my child's classroom. Or the kids would say, oh, you know, we had the snakes there. We had the armadillo there this week. And also the Rotse kids stopped by just to say hi because they recognized Tom and I where Bruce and Melissa are doing all the Fargo things. And so it was just great to hear from these families. You know you're making a difference.
Sure.
And that's fun. So a lot of stories came through. A lot of people said, recognized your voice, heard you on the radio, wanted to say hi. We're definitely coming this year or haven't been there in a while, need to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what that was all about. We want to thank the CVB for partnering with us on that and funding that booth for us to get the word out. And we just didn't talk about only the zoo, but other things that we have going on in Wahpeton and, you know, things like Chalk Fest and things are getting in people's minds. Now that's ingrained, you know, as a destination event too.
Yeah.
And just, you know, Blue Goose Days and all these different things. So we talk about everything from golf course to park to everything. We get music festival. So we hope we had the answers for everybody. And we also had the literature to accompany it, just so they could take something home with them with these dates, too.
What about the recognition? I mean, people that just go, oh, Chingabazoo, and you just see them light up. How often does that happen?
Every few minutes.
Mm-hmm, right?
And that's a really good feeling. And, of course, we're always very proud of that. And
you
a lot of people make that happen. So it was really fun. So a lot of Wapton people came through and said hi. And some came specifically up there because they wanted to say hello. And they might have checked out a boat or camper or two, too. Who knows? But people made an effort to get to the booth locally.
But there you were. Love it. I love that.
So it was a great time.
Let's talk about, okay, so we got Hop Into Spring. That's happening. And again, folks, it's inside. It's in the Nature Center this Saturday.
Yes.
So get there. Bring the kids. This is going to be a great time.
It's
making
gonna be
some memories.
Yes, it's absolutely. And remember, it's a come-and-go event.
Yeah.
So just stop in a few minutes if you want to, or stay longer.
So what happens after that, after we're done with Hop Into Spring? Where do we go from there?
Well, on the 12th, we're going to have – oops, sorry – yeah, the 12th we're gonna have cleanup day.
Okay.
And then we have the opening on the 26th because Easter sneaks in there too.
Yeah.
So the 12th is cleanup day, and that doesn't mean you have to come on that day. If you have a group or organization, I know we got the high school coming on the 30th.
Wow.
Megan Breha's group, and we've got Cargill coming in. We've got Dusunday's coming up. We've got all these other things, but you can make. Arrange with us, say, hey, I've got this group. We can't make it that day. Can we come this day? There's always going to be something to do.
Yeah, you will find things for people to do. That's a given.
Yeah, so some exciting things coming, moving some things around, some new things in the petting zoo as far as some buildings and things. So
I have not seen the porcupines yet. I got to get down and see the porcupines.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
And remember, those education animals are now on exhibit daily, weather permitting, in the spring. And in summer. They're the ones we take on the road, but you can also see them. That's over in the former pheasant area, right across from Camels.
That's a great area over there, too.
Yeah.
So much to see down there.
There's
lots. You can't really take it in all at once.
No. And we had our Blue Goose meeting, another Blue Goose meeting yesterday. Boy, is that going to be fun.
All right.
So lots of things. And they were saying, how do we have people go one direction? I said, you absolutely cannot.
No, absolutely
you give
not.
You give them their little Blue Goose assignment with the kids, and you just let them go.
Right. Gabby, great having you in here.
Thank you. We'll see you at Hop Into Spring, Saturday, 10 to 2.
In the Nature Center.
In the Nature Center.
All right. Our morning zoo, we do this every Thursday with Tom and Kathy Talk. All things Chingabazoo here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports...